Sharon in Texas is working on a bathroom project. What's going on there?
Hi. Well, yes, I've got a bath and a half, and I'm talking about the half bathroom that's on the laboratory inside and the toilet. Now, I'm going to have to replace the flooring because the toilet has gotten old, and I'm replacing it. Do I need to replace just where the toilet was or the whole floor?
I mean, you should be able, correct me if I'm wrong, Tom, be able to just replace the commode itself without damaging the floor, correct? Because it's just attached with some bolts and a wax seal.
The floor is getting old, too.
Well, then you're sort of moving into the three most expensive words in home improvement here, might as well.
Okay.
And so if you're asking us to endorse the idea of replacing the floor, you have our blessing, you have our endorsements, we think you should just continue and do that. But if you're asking me, do you absolutely have to replace the floor? The answer is no. I will say, however, that sometimes the toilet base on the old toilet is a lot bigger than the toilet base in the new toilet. And if that happens, you could find yourself in a situation where the floor is somewhat unfinished around the toilet.
And I wouldn't, Sharon, I wouldn't just replace the flooring in the area of the commode. I feel like that might look very piecemeal and not, you know, very well thought out or put together. You can find, I mean, if it's a half bath, you're probably dealing with, you know, very small square footage. Am I right?
Yes.
So generally, you're probably looking at maybe, what, 6 square feet, 8 square feet, 10
yeah,
square feet?
Yeah, about 6.5 to 7.
Yeah, it's not that much.
So that's not going to be that expensive. And depending on the type of flooring that you choose, I mean, you could find anything, you know, as low as $3 to $4 a square, depending on what you pick.
Okay. Okay, well, good. Thank you. Because it was like, do I replace the half of the floor or replace the whole floor? And the reason why I keep saying about replacing, because I've noticed in the back of the toilet there on the floor, mm-hmm. it looks like it's wiggly.
Hmm.
So does that mean I need to replace it because it's wiggly, or just could it be just the toilet?
Do you think the floor is soft in that area?
Yes.
Here's what's going on. You may have a slight leak around the wax seal, and if that's the case, if the floor is soft, you may have some rotted subfloor there, and that's a little bit of a bigger repair. If that's the case, you definitely are going to have to pull up the old floor and fix any of the rotted material that's underneath it and put down a new floor.
Thank you, because I think that's what I'm going to do.
Well, see, I just gave you the reason you needed to replace that floor, which is what you wanted to do anyway.
Well, yes, you did, and thank you so much for confirming that.
Happy to help you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.